greetings in the name of our adorable Savior and Lord. Once more shall we ask you to consider with us the epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 5, and verse 9, which says, "Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Now we have already pointed out that the Word of God teaches justification by faith, justification by grace, and also justification by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then in the text, I'd like to have you notice something too. And by the way, we have been emphasizing the much mores of this chapter. And this, of course, is the first in the list of five. And I'm sure it's perfectly understandable why it should stand at the head of the list, because we have brought before us the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, that precious, precious blood. And I'm sure we can all thank God if we have taken refuge under the blood. And then another thought we have been seeking to emphasize and stress is the word right now. Now. Much more than being now justified by his blood. And I think that needs to be stressed and re-stressed, that we do not wait until we stand at the judgment bar of God to find out whether or not we're going to heaven. That's settled already the moment there's an exercise of faith in the atoning blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The judgment scenes for us are past and gone forever. No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. However, in the last part of us, and you know it's a very assuring word, he says, "Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Yes, we believe in wrath, and we believe that for the unbeliever, for those who are without Christ, there is wrath to come. And do you not remember, if you have read your Bibles, that even in the Old Testament, in the book of Job, think of that 36th chapter of Job, if you will, and about verse 18, where we read, "Because there is wrath, beware, lest he take thee away with his stroke, and a great ransom cannot deliver thee." And of course, we think, when we think of the ransom, we're thinking of the ransom price that was paid by our Lord Jesus Christ in his own precious blood. And if you do not heed the words of warning and beware, so that you'll escape the wrath and judgment which is to come, and that can only be if you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and take refuge under his precious blood, then we can assure you, and the Word of God would assure you, that there would be no wrath, no condemnation, no guilt, no judgment for you. Now, that's embodied in the first of the five much mores. What is there for us as believers? Well, we read, "If then," or verse 9, "much more than being now justified by his blood," or we pointed out to you, one translation puts it, "in the power of his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Now, the Word of God does speak of wrath. Take, for instance, Romans, the Gospel by St. John, chapter 3 and verse 36. You read that end verse, if you will, and it goes like this: "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him." Now, if you belong in the last part of that 36th verse of St. John, chapter 3, you can be transferred out from under the judgment, and you can find yourself in the first half of the first part of that third verse, or that 36th verse, which says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life," and you'd be, thank God, as safe as it's possible to be, safe in him, safe in our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, too, did not Paul, our apostle, in writing a letter to the church at Thessalonica, that would be in the first chapter of the first epistle and the end of the chapter. Now, of course, they had embraced the gospel. And if there's any doubt about that, you just go back a few verses, and the apostle tells them in about verse 5, "Our gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance." And then he ends that first chapter by telling them that not only were they saved, but they had been transferred from the power of sin and Satan, and they had now a new affection, a living Christ in glory, the one who had gone back but promised to return. And listen to how he ends the letter. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Oh, let me ask you today, have you had that experience? Have you been delivered from the wrath to come? Well, you'll never know that until you experience the truth of the first no more. Much more now, being justified in his blood or in the power of his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.